What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smoking Business Podcast. I am your host, Brendan Robinson. Got a special guest in the house today, a man that needs no introduction. My dog, you know, Mr. Darren Chandler.
Yo, yo.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to introduce you no more these days, bro. You're wearing so many hats, you know what I'm saying? You're doing so many different things. You're just doing a damn thing in the industry, bro. And I'm so proud of you, man. But
thank you.
So rather than go into the introduction, I'll allow you to introduce yourself. Kind of tell the people who you are, what you do, mm-hmm. and then we'll jump right into the interview, man.
Fire. My name is Darren Chandler Jr. I am president of Primo Cannabis Company. We are a dispensary located in Keyport, New Jersey. I'm also director of cannabis real estate at Ripco Real Estate, one of the most successful real estate firms in the tri-state area. We operate in 5 states. That business is doing really well. I mean, I'm just an entrepreneur, family man, you know what I'm saying? Husband, father, son.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I'm wearing the Mud Brothers hat today.
Come on, I wasn't going to bring it up.
You know what I'm saying? So I do wear a lot of hats.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, but real talk to me. I mean, you mentioned obviously being an entrepreneur, and mm-hmm. you know, I know you've been doing your thing in real estate for years now.
Yep.
When I first met you, that's what was one of the more fascinating things, was that you was a guy that's doing cannabis, mm-hmm. but you had a business background doing something different.
Yeah.
I want to kind of just start there, man. Like being an entrepreneur, being a hustler, what made you get into cannabis to begin with?
Cannabis actually is my father's play. So my father is my business partner in everything that I do cannabis.
Okay.
So I guess I got to tell his story. My father is a retired music executive. Okay. He's a survivor of war on drugs, originally from the Bronx. I mean, when you look back at the grimy 70s pictures, like, my dad was right in the mix of it. The worst time to really live in the Bronx. He grew up there, but he turned his life around. He became a music executive, his most glamorous position. He was general manager of Rockefeller Records. Mm. So, you know, my family's been doing really cool shit for years. And then once he kind of phased out of the music business, he had an opportunity to get involved with a cannabis dispensary in Colorado. And this was like back in like 2016. So he jumped on it. You know, he always laughs and tells me he's been waiting his whole life for this moment. So, you know, he moves to Colorado, and that's really how, you know, we started laying the building blocks on how we wanted as a family to create a family business within the industry.
And, for sure.
And we're here now today.
Nah, man, that's dope as hell, man. Mm-hmm. That's dope, like, well, let's even rewind on the rewind then. Like, like, talk about your pops and just what it was like growing up. Your pop being a general manager for Rockefeller, I mean, the Rockefeller Records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about culture, brother. You know what I'm saying? You grew up in it. Like, what was that like?
I mean, it was surreal. So the added layer is Damon Dash is my older cousin. So he's my father's first cousin. My father's mother and Damon's father, brother and sisters. So, you know, it again, the ethos of having a family business really runs through. But nah, it was like super surreal. You know, I remember when Rockefeller Records wasn't anything, you know what I'm saying?
And crazy.
I think like 96, the Nutty Professor soundtrack came out. And I was like, oh, snap, Jay-Z is actually really nice with the J.D. song. It was a money in a thing.
Yep, yep.
And it just kept progressing. Then Hard Knock Life, it was just like, wow, okay, this is getting bigger and bigger. And then for me, when I thought it got to the craziest level was after seeing the Big Pimpin' video.
Oh, man.
And
classic.
I was probably like in the 7th or 8th grade, and I really like kicked my dad's door down. Like, yo, so this is what you be doing at work? You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I've met Jay-Z a bunch of times. Like, you know, being around quote unquote celebrities is a normal thing, which I also think helps our, you know, our business acumen, because we never let the situation get bigger than ourselves.
For sure, for sure.
So, you know, I think having that background in such a glamorous industry has helped us immensely.
For sure. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, your pops is doing that. You're growing up in that environment. You're seeing things, like you mentioned, being around celebrities and things of that nature really aren't a shock to you.
Mm-hmm.
How does the transition happen where your pops, I believe, goes to Colorado?
Yeah, he moved to Colorado.
Okay, he moved to Colorado. He decides to get, you know, entrenched into the cannabis business. Obviously, you're his son. He's bringing you up. What's that like? Talk to me about that period. What's that like?
I mean, it's dope. Like, I'm an only child, so like at that time I'm an adult. So my father's like, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So he's majority of the time he's back and forth in Colorado, and I know you had, we had touched on it before. I've been a realtor, like my one, you know, I've done multiple stuff, but I've been a real estate professional for 12 years now. So that part is an immensely important part mm-hmm. of any type of business, because you have to house a business somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we already knew that my skill set was going to be valuable for the organization. So while he was going back and forth in Colorado, he just kept telling me to hone my abilities, continue to build my own contacts to where when we are going, you know, whenever New Jersey figures his own shit out, we'll be prepared, or at least best prepared, to go for it at that moment. So sure. It was cool. It was a learning experience. A lot of our infrastructure now is from Colorado. So our general manager's from Colorado. You know, he's opened up like young kid. Nick is amazing. He's opened up about 50 stores in the country, because he's also currently still is a consultant for the CARD program in New York City. So okay. Social justice licenses, the fund that invested in those.
That's what's up.
They bring in a handful of guys like Nick to come in and help the stores open up. So he has multiple stores that he's seen all shapes and sizes. So again, we handpicked him from Colorado. Yeah. And that also gives us, I would say, a competitive advantage, because we have a more mature outlook of how to approach the industry, because we kind of already did it already in a mature market where New Jersey's brand new.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you talk about that mature market. I mean, I'm gonna say I love and hate, right? Because I love it for your perseverance, but I hate it for what you went through. But like, you're someone that's here in this mature market, but you were here when it wasn't such a mature market.
Well, Jersey's not mature at all.
Well, when I say mature, I mean more so, you know, these stores are opening up, whereas
yeah.
you were here at a time when there weren't any open stores and you were still going through a lot of the
absolutely.
Trials and tribulations. Like, let's start there, and I want to kind of walk our way into Primo.
Copy. So, I mean, it continues from Colorado. So okay. my dad did that for like 3 years, from like 2016 to 2019.
Okay.
And in 2019, we felt that we were prepared to go for our vertical license in the medical round. So just like any other state, initially the state is a medical cannabis state, and then it becomes a recreational cannabis state. At the time, New Jersey was extremely limited. There was only medical licenses. We were like, we're gonna go for a vertical license, the ability to manufacture, cultivate, and retail our own product.
Oh, wow.
That was a 4-month process that turned into a 2-year process. So we had to hold real estate, you know, bleed out of our pockets for a long time, unsure what's going to happen. And yeah, we lost after 2 years, two plus years, burning through cash. We lost. And it was a devastating blow. I ain't gonna lie to nobody.
Yeah, to me, two years of paying rent, two years of operations, 2 years of, man, okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys go through that, you lose, mm-hmm. but like you still sticking with it. You're not giving up. You're not changing up. You guys are still running towards the finish line.
Nah, we're not giving up, because our purpose in being in this industry is bigger than just business, right? So like I touched on before, my father survived the war on drugs. I got uncles and family members that aren't survivors of the war on drugs. I got family members that did 30 some odd years in jail. You know, I'm like, the analogy I always kind of use is that my dad's like Jack Kennedy, I'm like John F. Kennedy. I'm not the president, but I work in the C-suite. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, this is like my mission that, you know, my father, you know, my family has given me, is to be the bridge to really bring our family to a different level of generational wealth. So we lost, it was devastating, but we crazy. We was like, we're just gonna do it again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause we know we could do it. So it's like, you know, like we just gonna figure it out. And you know, we lost, and New Jersey became recreational, and we got our cultivation manufacturing license and our retail license.
Man, so I just want to put this into context, right? Mm-hmm. You guys go through these 2 years of, you know, I don't know the right adjective for it, right? And I don't want to try to put an adjective on
pain.
Pain, like agony.
Rocky III.
You know what I'm saying?
Pain. It was just pain.
Not only do you stay with it, but you guys come back and you open up Primo and Keyport, mm-hmm. which for anybody who hasn't been there, it's the bee's knees of a cannabis dispensary. And I'm not just saying it because he's sitting here. Like, this place is beautiful. I mean, you guys didn't spare no expense. It's cultural. It's uplifting. It's a vibe. It's inviting. It's cannabis. Mm-hmm. But high end, big mm-hmm. business, black mm-hmm. excellence. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. talk your shit though. Like you go through these 2 years of agony, torment. Mm-hmm. I'm talking adjectives now, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and you still come back and go to the next level. Like, yeah. Where does that come from? What, like, what's wrong with you?
Nah, it's resilience, man. Like I said, it's my family come from a place that many don't make it out of. Like, so hardships to a normal person is just kind of like a normal day. But again, like. This is what we do.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Like,
my uncle in the 80s was driving an Aston Martin before cats even knew what it was. Like, it's just the way we do things. You know what I'm saying? But again, it we could not have even planned it to come out this good, right? So, you know, we were throwing all adjectives at the situations. The whole process was needed because I needed to get to this point, right? So we got our cultivation manufacturing license and rec. And we're like, at the time, since we have those licenses, we can't get a retail license. So I'm like, all right, let's reach out to our contacts. Let's reach out to people we know who we think it would make sense for them to be part of this industry. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Blanks family comes in. Okay. Donald Blanks and Sky Blanks, another father and son duo. My father and Donald, who his name is Rock, known each other since Rock was like 15 years old and my dad was like 20, 21. He helped them get out the hood, helped them change his mindset. Basically has been a big brother mentor to Rock his whole entire life.
That's dope.
Rock lives in Keyport. Rock's like, yo, I think I can help out in this situation.
For sure.
You know, combined with the real estate, we're like, we want to make this a flagship. In order to be a black-owned cannabis business, we really got to make a splash to come into the market. And we can't just open up a normal store. So that was like our thought process in Primo. And that's where the bank came in. Leaning on Rock's contacts, he knew the landlord already, had a really good relationship with him. And we said, we can make this happen. Mm-hmm. You know, our bank is beautiful. It's a 100-year-old bank, 4,000 square feet, 30 feet ceiling.
Ugh.
Architecture you can't create it.
Ugh.
Right? I don't even know how much the safe costs, but the safe costs a lot. That's sitting right on the floor in your face.
What's that from Game of Thrones? That was Valyrian steel.
That is Valyrian
steel.
That's Valyrian steel. That's whatever way you want to. It's X-Men, it's Animanium, it's Vibranium. It's all of that mixed into it, right?
For real, though.
So, you know, Primo is it's a spectacle. You know, we're curating our menu really well on the operational side, but just people want to come into the building because the building is a spectacle in itself.
For sure.
And I think we hit it out the park with that.
Out the park's an understatement, bro. You know, I shameless plug, I can't talk about Primo without talking about the Muddy Corner.
Of course.
And just how it's the one and only Muddy Corner, I should say, in the state.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, I just got to just commend you guys not only for your perseverance and your just commitment to excellence and getting the job done, bro, but y'all kept your word.
Absolutely.
You know, and in this industry, that's not something that happens very often. And we first met, we chopped it up, we got down to business. You say, yeah, bro, when I open my store, I'm featuring you. You know what I'm saying? Like, no questions asked. And damn sure that beautiful ass store, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Features the Mud Brothers, man. And it's just been a wonderful partnership with you, DC, Rock, Sky, the whole squad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about your squad, though.
Absolutely.
What I love so much about what you guys do, and it's something we try to strive for as well, it's like one band, one sound.
Absolutely.
I could talk to eight of y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the same message in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
talk about building that team, the organicness you spoke of with how your father met Rock and how you brought him up and all that kind of stuff. Like, that emanates throughout your entire organization.
Absolutely.
And it seems purposeful.
Yeah, look, it's like, we all learned the same kung fu, like I'm saying. We have the same discipline, like, literally. Like, I used to, when I was growing up, I used to bump heads with my father because he would complain about business partners. And I'm like, well, you should work with me because I look at the world with your veil. So I would really quantify a decision, like, what would my father think?
For sure.
Rock is the same way. He actually is like, how would Darren, my father, approach the situation? So we all kind of have the same discipline. And Rock got three sons. He's a football coach. He got Giants. All three of his sons is like 6'2", 6'3". His youngest son's a football star about to start on Saturday. He's a quarterback. He's a star.
Oh, wow.
So the way he approaches his organization, like I said, it's tough. It's discipline. But I think the family aspect of it, we don't ever gotta look for a lack of loyalty.
Well, sure.
So when it comes to business, no matter what, people got their own agendas. We don't have to worry about that with our nucleus because we actually are a family.
Real talk.
We are the family that does good business. So it's like, we don't have to expend energy on nonsense. We can really be that one band, one sound, and really be focused on a goal. And like I said, like, I love working with my team, man. It's a cheat code.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it, man. As I'm sitting here listening to it, I love it, right, first and foremost. But I also want you to know how rare what you guys have developed is. You know, we're in an industry where you walk in the room, there's 100 people. Three, if you're lucky, four of them look like us.
Yeah.
You're one of those four, and you did it the right way. The way that growing up, those of us that was in that game did it. You had to. Your life depended on it. What my homeboy told me was to be true had to be true.
Absolutely.
Your word was everything. So everything you said, you did it. Yes. Couldn't talk about it if you ain't. You know what I mean? Like, that was ingrained in how you lived your life.
Yes.
The world's not quite like that today.
Not at all.
You know?
No.
So in business, to be with people that still think that way, as you mentioned, you guys have the same kung fu, and I'm going to steal that too.
You got the same kung fu.
I like that.
Tai Chi, whatever.
Black belts.
Yeah.
I know these guys. You hear me? Black belts.
You got the same kung fu.
I love that, man. And I love what you guys represent. I love what you guys are doing. Let me stop fanning out for a second. Let's get back to just the story. So you launched Keyport, you launched Primo in Keyport.
Yep.
What I've seen has been so interesting is that the community has just gravitated towards you guys.
Yep.
Talk about that. Like, why is that so important to y'all? Why is that so important to them?
Well, you know, like I said, Rock and Sky and his whole family, they've been in Keyport for 25 plus years. So Keyport's really small. You know, they know that family extremely, extremely well. But like, the pillars that we've built our business on, besides, like I said, we run our business like we run our families, integrity, man, your word, all those good things. But the number one thing in any business that I've learned, that my father's learned, that we all learned, is customer service is everything. So when anyone comes into our shop, like I said, it's like you're buying a Ferrari. We want to at least aspire to give every single customer that type of service. And I think it resonates with them when, you know, we may fall short sometimes, we'd be busy or whatever, but that is the ethos that we've, you know, again, it's the pillar of our business.
For sure.
So you look at our reviews, like, them joints is heartfelt, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I used to work in retail for a long time. I always got 100 on my customer service reviews. And that's like, if you do that extremely well, even if you make a mistake, they're going to extend you grace. They're going to always extend you grace if you extend them grace. And if you always give them really, really good time. And like I said, when they walk into the store, they can instantly tell it's family owned. They can instantly tell it's not an MSO. They always say, I can't quantify it, but it's a vibe when they walk in. And I it's like you walking in my grandma's house. Like, we trying to show everyone love.
I always say,
we at the end of the day, we selling weed. And for me, weed makes people happy, and I'm trying to make everyone happy.
You're not selling weed, bro. You're selling love.
There it is.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, and that's really what it is, man. Like, I think about just cannabis as the plant that it is. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Is that it brings us all together. It puts us all on that same accord. You know, so like before I got into cannabis, I used to work in banking, mm-hmm. and I ran a team here in Jersey, and we were number one for years. And everyone would think that I was this crazy sales, and I'm not saying I wasn't, you know, good at it, but like, I took no shit with my team, no nonsense, when it came to customer service.
It's key.
I couldn't get a bad review.
No.
Because like, y'all get paid a good salary.
Yeah.
Be nice. Like it don't cost you nothing to be nice. Why are you here if you're not going to be nice? And I'll co-sign what you're saying, because when we come to Primo, people come in there and they stay. Mm-hmm. They hang out. Mm-hmm. They chat. They're looking around. They're catching the vibe. They're mm-hmm. taking pictures. Like, it's an experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I know that that's what you guys were shooting for, and you hit it.
Yeah, we want to, you know, we want to destigmatize. Yeah, it's the truth. We want to destigmatize. You're not doing anything nefarious. We want everyone to feel extremely comfortable mm-hmm. when they walk into the spot.
For sure.
You know, like the people, sometimes I could tell when people are apprehensive, and once they come in and we start breaking them down, they're like, oh, this is the best spot ever, because this is home. You need to come here and get your habit. This is home, baby.
Speaking of it being home, I want to talk about this. This is probably dropping right before Muddy Day.
Yep.
This Saturday.
Yep.
I know for you guys, you've been open, what, how long now?
4 months.
4 months.
A little over 4 months.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's actually 4 months.
Yeah. That 120-day mark is a sweet mark. You know,
beautiful.
You learn a lot in 120 days. Yes, we learn a lot in 120 days.
Yes, we have.
And when I think about you guys and what you just start out the gate as, and then obviously you're getting better, we got what, Keyport Day as well?
Keyport Food Truck Festival
Keyport
Day.
Keyport Food Truck Festival.
Yep.
The same day as Muddy Day.
Yep.
This Saturday. What's it called? Like, what's it cost to come to this thing? Like, is there a fee?
To the Keyport?
Yeah, yeah.
It's $5.
$5?
Yep.
That's it. $5 gets me in this thing.
Yeah, it gets you in line of all the food trucks.
How many food trucks?
It's probably like 15 to 20.
Stop. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. On the water. Bring your kids. It's a good old time.
So we got Muddy Day and the food truck, all in the same venue.
It's all in the same area. You see me, I got my legs out, man. I'm still on vacation mode.
Shit.
You come to Keyport, you're in vacation mode. I say it's Florida and New Jersey. It really is. When you live by the water, it's not a lot of things that could bother you.
Clearly.
Besides a hurricane.
Clearly. All right. Well, listen, there's no hurricane in the forecast, guys.
No.
Make sure you get there this Saturday.
Absolutely.
What is it, 12 to 8?
12 to 8. All day is for the Keyport Day, and we open 9 to 10
okay.
p.m.
I'll be there. He'll be there.
I'll tell you one thing we learned in 120 days was to run it back with you.
My job.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, yeah. it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, look, the Mud Brothers came. They held it down for our grand opening. We killed it. We did a lot of people that day. And like I said, when I want to do a party, I know who to call.
Man, listen.
You know what I'm saying? I know who to call.
It's nothing like
vibes. Do you know who to call?
It's nothing like vibes on vibes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know who to call.
You know it's going to get real muddy this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We going to be there. DJ POE going to be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, it's going to get real muddy.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting real muddy, we got to talk about next weekend as well.
Neecan.
We got Neecan.
Yep.
And when I think about Neecan, we got obviously the actual conference, the two-day conference. Shout out to Neecan, Mark, Chris, everybody. But then you got the after party as well.
Yep.
And that's going to get muddy. You know, shout out to Jeff and Dave and Honey Grove and Honey Stash for sponsoring.
Mm-hmm.
This is your second year at Neecan. So you can speak from a very unique perspective in the sense that you've been in the social equity corner.
Yep.
You've been on stage. You've been to the after party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've seen it all. And now you're coming back for the second time,
mm-hmm.
and you're on stage again,
mm-hmm.
you'll be at the after party again,
mm-hmm.
you'll be in the social equity corner again.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the people what, I'd rather hear from you what Neecan is.
Now, well, one, I gotta, you know, you've been fanning over me. I gotta give you your flowers for that, because this is you guys' second year there, enhancing your guys' experience. Like I said, like, we shaking it up out here, and like, I'm amazed at what you guys are pulling off. like I said, the theme of it is progression. Neecan was the first time that my team allowed me to show Primo. That's the first time we unveiled it. Like, this is what our brand is going to be. This is what the look and feel of it's going to be. We're coming soon. I was blessed to be a moderator with some heavy hitters. Happy Monkey, Certs.
Shout out to him.
I think, you know, the Happy Monkey team said I was probably the best person to actually get the most out of Ramon.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And Ramon was talking, man. Shout out to Ramon.
I got him to talk, and I think because, again, I'm that bridge. I'm able to resonate with, I can feel your story. I know that story, right? So for me, it's exciting to come back around, and, you know, I made a pledge that I was going to open. We opened. And we're doing exceptional.
Standing on business.
Yeah, we're doing exceptional, right? So it's interesting to see the progression of the rest of the industry as well. And I think that Neecan is going to show the good and the bad of who has progressed and who has not progressed. And I let the rest of the people tell it from there.
Nah, man, for sure, for sure. I mean, listen, the purpose of Neecan is to provide opportunities, right? What's done with those is what's done with those.
Absolutely.
You know, when we set out to do this, our focus was, all right, how do we put people that look like us, come from where we come from, have experience similar to ours, in a room where if they got some motion, they could do something with it.
Absolutely.
And you talk about yourself. Last year, you're there unveiling Primo for the first time ever.
Yep.
Right? I remember when you switched the logos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was like, this is crazy.
This is crazy. What do you need? What do you need Primo? You have another, I didn't even know about this, right? Bro, that was 365 days ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We always joke around when we talk to each other, we give each other a deadline, it's always 10 days.
10 days.
It's been a couple 10 days this last year.
It's been a lot of good 10 days.
It's been a lot of good 10 days, man. Because you're coming back a year later in the Social Equity Corner as a Black-owned, family-owned, father-son-owned, like dispensary that's not only operational, but successful, shaking it up, doing a thing, shorts on in September.
Listen.
Come on now.
Come on.
What's your life like?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Legs out, vacation life.
Come on, man. So it's like I want to know for you, what's the future look like? Like what's up next for you? What are your eyes on? You mentioned having a cultivation and manufacturing license. Don't think I didn't hear that. So like, what's up next for you, Megan? You seem like you're floating right now.
Well, those is definitely cultivation, manufacturing still in the plans. I would say the main priorities right now is just making Primo as efficient as possible. I would say we have grown fast. It's been probably just a tiny bit of growing pains, but the right amount of growing pains, right? The good problems. So it's just making sure that that business itself is just continuing the progress. And then I want to do more stores. Really, you know, we have, it's not a theory anymore of what we can do.
For sure.
We're doing it, right? So I don't want to reinvent the wheel, and I just want to double down on what we're good at currently. And what we're good at currently is giving a good-ass customer experience.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I would say definitely next year, my next pledge for the next 365 days is I'm going to at least have another retail location open.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, is that a bomb? Are we dropping something? I don't think.
No bomb.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
No bomb. Okay. It's a goal for myself. And it's definitely going to happen.
Another one.
Absolutely. It'll be another Primo somewhere. It'll be another spectacular location. And you're going to get the same type of customer experience that you get in Keyport and wherever that second location is.
Smoking business, baby. Smoking business, man. Well, listen, brother, before we get you out of here, man, how do the people find you? How do people connect with you on socials? Like, how do we get in contact with you?
Personal page is Move with Darren. You're going to see pages. I don't really do social media personally. I'll be chilling, man. I'll be liking to live in the moment. But Primo, you're going to go to Primo, PREMO_Keyport. www.primocannabis.co is the website. We got a lot of new things coming out. Working on our exclusive capsule collection for clothes. We're really gonna make a clothing line. Like, I just got some fire new designs. Like, when I show it to you, you're gonna go crazy.
Fuck.
Like I said, we're just bringing that Rockefeller feel, that family feel, that entrepreneurial feel, that authentic feel to the New Jersey cannabis scene. And like I said, we're doing a really good job, bro.
Nah, bro, you're doing a fantastic job, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Salute to you, your team. You guys are not only doing a damn thing, man, but you're a huge inspiration to myself and so many others, man. Mm-hmm. So just keep on doing the damn thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, me, man.
Guys, listen, it's been
another Muddy Day, baby.
Muddy Day.
Knee can.
Muddy Day, knee
get
can.
Get your shit catch off. Let me see. Where's your drop at, man?
Oh, man, listen, I was going to do mine separately, but I'll do it with you here.
Let me see what you got. What you got coming? Podcast. Give me another drops.
Where do we start, guys? where do we start?
I don't know.
We got knee can, uh-huh. Atlantic City, September 6th, September 7th.
Bam.
Okay, the conference is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
You got the panels. You got the social equity corner. You got thousands of people just networking, doing the damn thing.
Boom.
Catch us on Friday night in the sky at the rooftop for the official Knee Can After Party,
mm-hmm.
hosted by 420 NJ Events, sponsored by Mud Brothers, Honey Stash, and Honey Grove.
Okay.
8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Get your tickets now if you can't get your tickets then.
I'll be there smoking.
Come on now.
Come on.
Light it up. Dad Bar, Puff Goes, mm-hmm. all that, man. We're going to be having a good-ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Catch us at Muddy Day on Saturday, 8:31, is that?
8:31. Saturday.
All right, Saturday. Up in Keyport. 12 to 4. Primo Keyport. Turning up, all kind of fun stuff, guys. Stay tapped in with us on Instagram at @TheMudBrothers_NJ. Make sure you follow on the podcast, Smoking Business, on BR's Boardroom. Just stay tapped in, man. We're about to go really crazy going into 2025. It's muddy season. Let's go.
Absolutely.